Good morning, Moreton Bay. Here we are again on 101.5 FM, Moreton Bay's own radio station. I'm Rosemary, and today we're chatting with our neighbours, Councillor Duff, Mayor of the South Burnet. I'm sure you've all heard about the proposal for the Beachmere Motorsports Complex. I hope you have. Well, South Burnet have recently received approval for a speedway and they're just about to turn the first sod. Pretty exciting times. Welcome to the show, Mayor Duff. We're pretty excited to be talking about this.
Yes, it's great to talk to you, Rosemary. It's great to be able to chat on 101.5 FM.
Now, let's kick off with some congratulations firstly. Speedway is coming to South Burnet. You've finally got it.
So we've actually had Speedway in Kingaroy for years, and this is a new one. The Triple R Motorsports is one that was approved recently through council, but we have had the benefit of Kingaroy Speedway for many, many years.
Oh, there you go. I was getting all excited about the fact that you finally got it, but there you go. It's happened. So how long did it take?
So it took Triple R Motorsports quite some time to get approval through council. There's always the planning process, and there was some neighbours who weren't so happy. So it was actually laid on the table and it went back to council and with different conditions. So, yes, it's been quite a process to get to this stage.
Okay. And that's fairly understandable, Cathy, isn't it, really?
You always get in communities, you always get some people who are concerned about, you know, change, and it's certainly in a rural setting, it's can be challenging because neighbours just want peace and quiet, and
absolutely,
they're concerned about their livestock and things like that. But we were able to navigate a good outcome for the community. I think everyone's reasonably happy that we've agreed to have that Triple R Motorsports come to that rural area. That is quite isolated area, but it's hard to find locations that are suitable for a sport of that type because of, you know, the area and the noise and things like that. So we saw it as an opportunity for that community to grow, and something exciting to happen out in that Balogi area.
Yeah. And community consultation, once people get the opportunity to become involved in that, Cathy, you find that, you know, things loosen up a fair bit, don't they? When people know what's going on, they feel a whole lot better.
That's exactly right. But also if community groups can be involved and start to benefit from sports like that in those rural areas.
Absolutely.
Local community groups that can actually get some economic benefit because they're looking to have, you know, volunteers, and they've got little groups and they want to make some money so they can, you know, be the ones that provide the food or the catering or whatever.
Yep.
So that's where you can kind of, like, it helps to grow a community.
Yeah. And why do you reckon South Burnet wanted a speedway in the first place?
So the Kingaroy one has been a huge success. It brings a massive amount of economic benefit to the town of Kingaroy, but also the whole region, because when they have a speedway event in Kingaroy, the streets are lined with cars and the motels are all booked out. And, it brings huge economic benefit to a community and to a region.
And it brings the community together, Cathy, and if I may call you Cathy, sorry. And listeners, we are speaking to Mayor Duff from South Burnet. So with the community coming together, they're benefiting for that. But not only that, all of those community groups are then passing those benefits on to the rest of the community, aren't they? I mean, you raise a dollar here and you give a dollar back to the community.
That's exactly right. So it keeps makes the community stronger. You get more activities, more things for people to do, and particularly young people, because
that was my next question. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, so it gets young people a safe environment to do something exciting in a controlled and safe environment and regulated. So it's a good opportunity for, lots of young people want to do motorsports. So it's, we saw that as an opportunity as well to because everybody has, you know, youth crime issues and things like that. So the more activities we can have for young people, the better.
Yeah. And Mayor Duff, mentoring and leadership sort of comes out of that. And as you said, it reduces youth crime. But that, I think that motorsport's a little bit in our DNA, isn't it, really? You get the smell of the fumes and all of those things, but you're getting rid of a whole lot of energy as well in doing something that's good rather than something that's bad.
Yes, exactly. And instead of driving around the roads fast, they're actually doing it in a controlled, safe environment, a regulated, safe environment. So, yeah, it does get a lot of that energy out of
Pent up wonderful energy of the young people, isn't it?
Yes, and it gives them something to be passionate about if that's their interest.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of interest in when you've only got to see the number of young people that get involved in the one in Kingaroy to see that it's exciting, and it involves a lot of families around that event. And so, yeah, there's a lot of locals do it in Kingaroy. So we were able to quite comfortably approve the Triple R Motorsports at Balogie because we have had experience with the success of the Kingaroy one.
Yeah, yeah. And once you can see the success there, Kath, it just makes it all worthwhile. And, you know, going back years ago, every city, every regional town used to have a speedway, and that's where you'd go Friday and Saturday nights rather than sit around just looking for trouble, which is...
Well, that's exactly, you know, right.
Yeah.
And we haven't lost that because that's been happening in Kingaroy regularly.
Yep.
So they run about four or five events a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've experience the success of Speedway and how well they can interact with it, because they do it right in Kingaroy in the CBD. So like it's just on at the showgrounds there.
Oh,
so
okay.
We don't get complaints from people because they know the benefits and it's, yeah, there's so much activity, so much economic benefit, so many people gather to watch it, to see it, to enjoy that. And then you get the community groups catering and all of those things. So there's a flow on benefit right across our region.
Well, a success story in more ways than one, hey? That's how we sort of see it. And Councillor Duff, you would know that the City of Moreton is embarking on our own, hopefully, success story at Beachmere. So, look, you know, we thank you so much for talking to us about this. I'm almost getting excited just listening to you talk about what we can expect in the very near future. And as you said, yes, you had a few hiccups along the way, but quite obviously you were able to overcome those and get people on board and make it the success, and so much so that you're expanding, which is another good thing, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So it is a great opportunity. So I wish you all the success with your motorsport activities.
Let's hope. Councillor Duff, Mayor, I beg your pardon, of South Burnett, thanks for joining us today, and it has been a pleasure speaking with you to learn a little bit about the benefits and the economy and the community that will benefit from your speedway, and hopefully we'll get pretty much the same here in Moreton.
Thank you, Rosemary. Good talking to you.
That's all for now, guys, but from Moreton Bay. But stay tuned because we've got local stories and great music on 101.5 FM.